mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, Flight of the Living Dead. A biologist is deputizing you to help locate honeybees afflicted with a parasite that turns them into automatons. And the discovery of a New England connection to Downton Abbey. An historian shares the letters of the Portsmouth woman who became Countess of the castle where the hit PBS series is filmed. But we begin with tonight's presidential debate in Denver. Both the Romney and Obama campaigns hope to move the needle on a pretty evenly split electorate. Historically, debate performances have helped shift voter perceptions in campaigns. Often, it's less about rhetorical style or content than a memorable turn of phrase.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Tell me how it's affected you again. You know people who've lost their jobs and lost their homes. Well, I've been governor of a small state for 12 years. I'll tell you how it's affected me.
You know who voted for it? Might never know. That one. You know who voted against it? Me.
Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and John McCain there in some oft-quoted debate moments. Political debates now come off more as quiz shows in which opinions are given rather than answers. Still, we just can't stop watching them. Here with some fresh perspective on Debate Watch 2012 is someone who could well be coaching a future presidential debater. Laura Rochette is humanities instructor at St. Paul's School here in Concord, New Hampshire. She's also co-advisor of the school's powerhouse debate team, which counts among its alums Massachusetts Senator and former presidential candidate John Kerry. Laura, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I admit, my image of the debater is kind of default to the high school nerds and eggheads. I was in a public high school. Now, what does the debate circuit currently look like, and what kinds of topics do students at St. Paul's debate?
Well, I think that the kids would take pride, first of all, in calling themselves some nerds. But the circuit nowadays, and mind you that at St. Paul's we debate not within the National Forensics League, but we debate within the Danaeus League, which is the Debating Association of New England Independent Schools.
Mm-hmm. So you could travel around the
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I am always struck when I'm judging tournaments, the diversity of members of various debate teams. And I think our debate team is no different in that way. Diverse in terms of what they're academically interested in, diverse in where they come from, and also why they've chosen to join the debate team.
Mm. I've watched some of these videos. It's so impressive. And they certainly don't look like necessarily the eggheads I remember in high school. These are the sort of champions. And I'm wondering, do you watch those like other coaches, you know, watch football plays to watch for style and help them develop?
We do pay a great deal of attention to style, but I can't say that we've actually sat down to watch videos of other high school debaters, in part because as coaches, my co-coach and I, what we like to focus on is having the student be the best that he or she can be. So be the best in speaking, be the best in arguing. And so I hesitate to show them, you know, this is what a model debater looks like, so be that person. I want them to be able to develop their own voice.
Well, it is interesting that we place so much weight on political debates anyway, when the notion of the reasoned civic discussion seems so far removed from the, you know, the political atmosphere that we're living in, the win it by all costs, you know, who cares if facts or don't be unencumbered by facts. Mm-hmm. So what's the value here for you of honing the debating skills of these students that you're sending forth?
I think that it is the very essence of what we try to teach. And certainly public speaking skills, no question, absolutely valuable. Also valuable, critical thinking skills, analytical skills, reasoning skills. A lot of debates that we do in the Danaeus League are, in fact, parliamentary extemporaneous, so they are thinking on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making use of general knowledge, and they're making use of their reasoning skills.
Parliamentary meaning that others can hoot and bray while they're...
No, it's a little bit more civil version of parliamentary. It's New England's version of parliamentary. There is some heckling allowed, but heckling can only... It only rewards you if you're smart and if it's witty. It's not just being sarcastic in the background at all. You have to be witty with it. But parliamentary in the sense of the roles that they play and what is expected of the structure of the argument when they're speaking for 8 minutes or up to 8 minutes, and the fact that they can get out their case and they can reason and use their general knowledge and bring in current events and how well they do think on their feet and do it fluidly. The best debaters do develop fluidity in their speaking skills.
Part of the power of the debate is there's a drama of seeing two people sort of go at it,
yes,
right? There's a tension on the stage between two debaters. Some of them are unabashedly competitive. Some can get frazzled. I'm thinking of the commentary after Mitt Romney, when he put his hand on Rick Perry's shoulder during the GOP primary. Now, how do you teach students to kind of keep their feelings in check?
You know, they do. And the parliamentary format, as well as the prepared formats that the students engage in, automatically keep them in check. And it's not to say that passion doesn't matter, because of course it does. Enthusiasm matters. Of course it does. But the whole notion of going after your opponent, that is strictly for drama, which is made for TV. It is not what happens in a debate round, in a debate tournament at this level. In fact, what matters most is the reasoned argument. And yes, passion does matter, but they need to keep it in check.
So I'm just hearing more and more that these debates are further and further and further from actual debating.
If you're going to use high school and some college debate as your standard, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because of all the tension given the debate, we know that both Romney and Obama's camp have been trying to downplay expectations of their performances, and they both have practiced with a stand-in for an opponent. Now, what's the value of that?
Probably the stand-in, I mean, it'd be a question of time as far as the campaigns, the camps are concerned, that the president or the vice president, sorry, the presidential candidate, they do not have the time to do this. Stand-ins would also give a chance for the camps, I imagine, to hone their questions and to hone what they actually need to prep the candidate for. That's what I imagine what would happen. We don't do stand-ins. We certainly have practice. Practice, practice, practice.
We're getting tips on the art of the debate. In anticipation of tonight's first of three debates between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, the vice presidential candidates will also face off later. Our guest is Laura Rochette. She's one of the coaches of some up-and-coming debaters, the team from St. Paul School. I've heard a number of commentators this morning talking about the art of the pivot. Is that a tactic outside of the political sphere?
It is. It is a tactic. And I may have a couple of other terms in high school debate, but absolutely. Some of our debaters learn that at debate camp. And yes, there is debate camp during the summertime in various places.
Well, what do you do with a pivot?
What do you do with a pivot is that you try to turn an argument, whether you are refuting the other side, a point that the other side has made, you need to refute it, but you want to turn it to your advantage. So you might admit that there's something correct about it, but here what is right about it actually benefits my argument the most. And the debater who can do that will actually be the most successful. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of practice to be able to do that, and the presence of mind to be able to do that. And debate also tests, of course, the speaker's listening skills, because you have to be listening to what the other side is saying in order to accomplish that.
One of the funniest terms I heard is that if that pivot is detected, it's called an infected pivot.
I've not heard that term.
Well, I mentioned John Kerry, of course, and just one of St. Paul's prestigious alums. Now,
yes.
Do you think about the fact that you could literally be coaching a future presidential candidate?
Oh, gosh. No, I tend not to think about that. I try not to think about that. What matters, of course, more is the here and now, and where I hope the students will go, and they can use these skills in any variety of ways. Some of them do go on to college debate. I know that I know one of the captains down at Princeton who used to be a captain of the St. Paul's debate team, who I know will go into politics somehow. I don't know if as a politician, but she will be in politics, and no doubt those skills will take her there. But I try not to think too much about who am I coaching or who is this person going to be. I have faith that no matter what a lot of our good debaters end up doing with their lives, it's going to be pretty important.
So quickly, do you still enjoy watching these debates on TV, the political debates, knowing that, you know, they're pretty far removed from the real art?
It doesn't. I am cynical when I watch, and it doesn't matter who I'm for, who I'm voting for. I am cynical when I watch. However, as a citizen and as someone who votes, I feel it's very important. That's not a plug at all, but that's, I do feel it's important to watch.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
a little
you.
Bit of a refresher on the art of the debate, if you've forgotten. Laura Rochette is an instructor in the humanities at St. Paul's Prep School and one of the coaches of that school's debate team. Now, while researching this segment, we did find several impressive videos of high school debaters in action from around the country. We posted those so you can have a look for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, devastating droughts in the Midwest have led to the creation of a new class of criminal, Colorado hay thieves. That's when word of mouth returns.